Good morning, everyone. Thank you so very much for your time today as we study the Bible together on this Sunday morning. We appreciate your time very much and look forward to the studies of God's Word at the Crockett Church of Christ this morning at 9:30, 10:30, and then 6 o'clock this afternoon. Come and be with us if you can, and we hope that you will study the Word of God with us from day to day. Because as we talk about this, the Word of God, we're talking about the teaching of the Heavenly Father that Jesus said in John 12 and verse 49, He did not speak His own words, but that He spoke the words of the Heavenly Father that the Father had given Him that He should teach to others as He lived here upon this earth. And so He did that, and He faithfully followed that way as the Lord God of heaven directed Him. When Jesus said that in Matthew chapter 5, in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount, beginning in verses 14 through 16, He said, Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You'll notice in this regard that when a person was doing good works, good deeds of life, that he was not taking personal credit for it. He just was not doing that, because in that context it tells us, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The idea of taking credit for the things that we do that are good and righteous to be done is a sad thing on the part of the individual, because pretending that that's my work, my ideals, and my thoughts put into practice, and you appreciate me for what I do, oh no, that's not the right way to think about it. We think about doing the work of God and God's way. I am the light of the world, Jesus had said in John 8 and at verse 12. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8 and verse 12. Jesus notified us that this way of life is the way that God wants us to live and walk. It's easy to see why God in His Word compares Jesus to light, because light is one of the most beneficial of all the wonderful gifts that God gives to you and to me. And the idea of being people who follow the way of the Lord and the righteous ways of the Lord is the idea of shedding that light upon others as we live. The word glorify is used in this text as well in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. They will see your good works and glorify your Father, because you haven't taken credit for it yourself. You've given credit to the Heavenly Father for the way that you live, the way that you talk, the way that you act, the way that you behave from day to day. And thus people give credit to your Heavenly Father as they look to your example of what you're doing. And so that light that they see, they give credit to the Heavenly Father because they will glorify the Father. My dad always had the idea that he would say that glory means to put light upon, shed light upon, give an emphasis to that person and that way of life. If we give an emphasis to ourselves, we're foolishly doing so. We didn't invent it. We didn't make it up. We didn't find ourselves in that way of life. It was a teaching of God's way and God's will. As it is noted in Romans 10 at verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice by the teaching of God's word, we derive a belief system, a faith system, whereby we find ourselves enjoying the hope of the soul as a result of that way of life that He taught us. Over the past several weeks of time, we've studied about the idea of shedding that light. We talked about shedding that light upon others and showing others the way of God that they might see in our example. It is noted there in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, a passage that we emphasized along the way, about be an example of the believers. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believer. In your words that you say, in your manner of life that you lead from day to day, in the love that you have, in the way of life that you serve and you cause others to serve the cause of the Lord. As you do this sort of love and this sort of way of life, you have a wonderful example that you can bestow upon others, as well as a life of purity that you will practice. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. That's the way of life that he tells us to do, and that's the way of life that he will bless ultimately at the judgment day. When you appear before the judgment seat of Christ, notice that he said in Hebrews 9, verse 27, as is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment, he notes regarding that matter that we will be appearing before the Lord at judgment. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in the body according to that we have done, whether it be good or evil. And he goes on to say, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord to those who do evil, he says, know then therefore the terror of the Lord, we beseech men. We talk to men about the seriousness of getting away from the evil practices that they may do in life to practicing the way that God wants us to practice and do. That's why he said to Timothy there in 1 Timothy 4 at 11 and 12, be an example to the believer. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example to the believer. That's the way that he taught us to live. Over the last several weeks of time, we've talked about the various subjects in the Bible, in the New Testament of the Bible, particularly the subject of grace, the subject of obedience to the Lord's will, the subject of faith, repentance, confession, baptism into Christ. We talk about that new way of life that when you are baptized into the death of Christ, and Paul writes in Romans 6, raised to walk in newness of life. Has that impressed you? Or have you said, oh no, that's not it. I don't want to say that. I don't want to listen to that man. I don't want to listen to those things at all. Well, would you consider the listening to the things that Jesus taught about it? And as you listen to what Jesus taught about it, would you find yourself enjoying that blessing and salvation? David wrote about the salvation that he had in this way in Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? What are you afraid of if you accept the things that are taught on this religious broadcast from Sunday morning to Sunday morning? What are you afraid of? You're afraid of practicing this way of life? Somebody says, well, that way of life is so dogmatic and so serious about it. Well, is it more serious that we're teaching, and we'd be wrong in doing that, to we're teaching it more seriously than what the Lord himself taught it? The Lord said in John 12, verse 48, he that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Is Jesus' word serious enough to be followed? Are we going to follow his way and his will? Are we going to be people who go the other direction? It is noted, for the commandment is a lamp, and the light, the law of light, and reproofs of correction are on the way of life. And notice that in regard to this matter, in the book of Proverbs, chapters 5 and 6, reference is made to following God's way, doing God's will as we live from day to day. Jesus said about the people of his day and time, however, as he quoted and cited Isaiah, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Notice Jesus' words about this matter. It's an important matter to the Lord that he would heal us from our sin, that we will be people who follow the way of the Lord. And just like Isaiah predicted regarding the right ways that Jesus would teach, it is the case that we find ourselves hearing what he said, seeing what he said, understanding with our heart, and being converted to him from day to day. Are we seeking the way of the Lord in our daily walk of life? That's the way that he asks us to do, the way he asks us to follow, and the way that he wants us to do as we live life here upon this earth. It is noted in Acts chapter 10 in reference to this matter that everybody of the household of Cornelius, he said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Acts 10, verses 34 and 35. Simon Peter was saying this at the household of the first Gentile convert, Cornelius. "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth God and doeth righteousness is accepted of him." When we find ourselves doing righteous, we find ourselves following the way that Paul addressed Timothy once again in the way for him to live. 1 Timothy 4, verses 11 and 12, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be an example to the believer in your words, in your manner of life, in the love that you have, in the way of life that you show to others round about, the love that you have for God, and the way that you have in your spirit for God, and find yourself looking forward to that day and time when you shall be with him face to face. You shall be with him and rewarded by him for having lived his life upon this earth. While for our light to shine before men, we must be an example for him. We must practice what he has taught us. We must help everybody around us to see that they're an eternal soul and that they are responsible to the Lord. And thus, as they see that light, they'll want to be a part of that light that you're teaching by your example as you go forth in this whole world in which we live. When this light is shown to us, we have a wonderful opportunity to be people that God would have us to be. We're people that he grants peace unto because we follow the will of Christ Jesus. It is noted in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, the following: "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometime afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. He hath made both Jew and Gentile one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you who were far off and to them that were nigh." We have a blessing if we're Jews. We have a blessing if we're Gentiles in Christ Jesus our Lord today. And as we find ourselves in a blessing with him in his life, we are people who do wisely what the Lord has said. Notice in regard to this matter in Matthew chapter 7, in reference to the house that the person builds in life. "If a man hears these sayings of mine and doeth them," Jesus said, "I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. But he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth not the righteousness of God, him will I liken to the foolish man who built his house upon the sand." Listen, what he says here is not good, and what he says before is good. Build your house upon the solid rock of what the Lord has said. It's true. It's the way of peace. It's the way of great joy. And when you allow peace to rule in your hearts and lives, you allow the peace to umpire your heart. And as you do the things that you do, you inquire, is this bringing about peace? Is it bringing about joy? Is this bringing about happiness? Are we thankful that the people are better today than when we first met them as we've taught them the Word of God? Or are we people who do not care about the peace of God being shared? We do not care about changing lives toward what God would have them to be. And we are thankful to be all that we can be only for ourselves. And simple is the way of life that He had taught us to follow. And yet we've turned it down for a more complex way of life of doing when we find ourselves doing that way. When a man's ways please the Lord, it is said in Proverbs 16 at verse 7, when a man's ways please the Lord maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Are there those around you that are not at peace with you at all? Maybe it is the case that the Lord has not seen enough of your life to know that you are living a way of life in which peace can be shared with them. And your ways do not please the Lord, and He has not yet made your enemies at peace with you. But He will, if you will change a way of life, change a way of conduct into a way that is a way of peace, a way of love, a way of joy in Christ Jesus. Follow His way, His righteous way, and you'll be an individual who really enjoys that way of life. If you do not in some ways of life do His will, you'll be doing your own will. And in so doing that, you'll be subject to the laws of the land. You'll be guilty of practicing a way of life that is not righteous and good. And Paul writes in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, every person is to be made subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those who exist are established by God. Therefore, whosoever resisteth authority has resisted the ordinances of God. And they that have opposed that way of life have received condemnation upon themselves. You'll notice that he says regarding the way of life, that is a way that brings about peace, a way that brings about the ordinances of God, the authority of God. If we do not practice that way of life, we're practicing a way of life that will bring about condemnation for ourselves. Condemnation as we live here upon this earth will be met with incarceration, being put in jail, being put in prison, finding ourselves not people who serve the cause of God at all. Is that not a sad thing to face when we could have been the salt of the earth? But if the salt had lost its savor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but a candlestick, that it may give light to all that are in the house. Then he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Notice once again, we find ourselves doing the will of God, not to get praise for ourselves, not to get credit for ourselves, not to give no credit to the Father in heaven at all, but to give all credit to the Father in heaven and give all credit to the Lord Jesus, His Son. And when we do this, this is the way of life He wants us to live, the way of life He wants us to follow. We've talked about this way of life as we've gone throughout this year of time. We talk about the grace of God. We talk about obeying the Lord's will, being His person as we obey His will, and having people to look at us And B, Jesus said, Matthew 5, glorifying God, that you are the light that they needed to see. You are the example that they needed to follow. And instead of saying, oh yes, I'm the example, all right, you say, no, I am the example of what Jesus would have me to be. Jesus would have me to live this way, and he also would have you to live this way. That's the way of life to follow, and the way of life to be a person serving the cause of God. As we serve the cause of the Lord this morning, we remind you of the Crockett Church of Christ, and we invite you to services with the Crockett congregation today. We gather for Bible study classes at 9:30. I'll be teaching in the auditorium, Lord willing, and find a way to teach you the Word of God, and you have the Bible there in front of you. You can read and discuss with us anything that we're reading there. And as we find that way of life, when we see that, we'll find a way of life to do. Otherwise, what will happen to us in life? We'll be people who do not see the way of the Lord. We do not honor the Lord with our way of life. We will find ourselves not purchasing for a good thing for the future. We will find ourselves failing at the things of the past. Over and over and over again, that way of life is not a way of joy, not a way of rejoicing, not a way of peace, not a way of life that we want to follow. However, it is the case that we read of Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 16 at verse 14. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be strong, be brave. Knowing what the will of the Lord is, we practice the way of life that he taught us. And that's the way of life that we should follow, even today. Many people in life become too concerned about their children too late. Because instead of, as young people, seeing an example and being a part of the Bible study classes and the studies together and the knowledge of God in his right way, they found themselves waiting and waiting and waiting to be a part of worship at all. And so the example that you've shown has been an example that they now follow. And they follow that way, not honoring God and his righteous way at all. That is a sad thing. Proverbs, in the book of Psalms, chapter 27 and verse 4, David wrote, one thing I have desired of the Lord, one thing that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I want to be a person who's there to talk about and raise a question about what I hear said and why it is important to do that which the teacher teaches me from the Word of God should be practiced. And I will rejoice in that way of life. I will rejoice in that way of life because it is righteous and it is good. When we talk about things that are right, we're talking about things of the Lord and the Lord's will. When you and I find ourselves following God's way, we find a way in which we can raise a question with gentleness, a question with our future in mind, a way of practice that we can do. Perhaps it is the case that we're around a crowd of people in which we practice a way of peace. It'll be a way of weakness that they see. And they'll get on us about that way of life and how that we have become holier than thou. Well, it's not a purpose of being holier than thou. It's a purpose of following God's way, doing his will from day to day. And as we find ourselves in Bible study classes, like on Sunday mornings at 9:30, or Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, we find ourselves sharing that which the Word of God teaches, which the Word of God wants us to practice, which the Word of God desires for us to follow, a way that brings about joy and peace, gentleness, long-suffering, love, the right things of God being shared. And that's what Paul wrote to the brethren at Rome in Romans chapter 6 and verse 18. He said, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. If you become the servant of doing right, it's because of the conversion that you have in heart, that's the better way to live, that's the better way to walk, it's a better way to talk, it's a better way to do things from day to day. And as a result, you find yourself being a proper example to the believer. No one would despise your youth except they would despise it out of spite. And they'll say in laughter, this person who used to be like us, but this person's gotten religion all of a sudden. This person's gotten religious change all of a sudden. And instead of fighting them back with words and vanity that shows that you're not truly converted to the Lord and don't want them to be converted to the Lord either, you will be a person who follows a way that's righteous and good. And as you follow that way that's righteous and good, you'll practice a different way of words, a different way of mannerisms in life, a different choice of deeds to be done in life. And you'll be a wonderful example for others. But if you don't begin soon enough with children, they will not know that you have really made a change in life until they see that example and urge that example to be followed by them. When they just see that example, they'll just glorify you for making all of a sudden change and a way of life that you never left before. You didn't leave that way of life when they were growing up. You didn't live that way of life that they could follow. You lived a way of life that was so odd and so different that it was not of God. But now we find ourselves following His way, and that's the way of God that we talk about this morning. Remaining faithful to God as we follow His way of life and doing His will from day to day. Will you follow that way? Will you find yourself arriving with the Crockett congregation and being a part of the Crockett congregation in life, enjoying this relationship that we have and enjoying the relationship with God that we possess because we've each done something that we find ourselves needing His forgiveness about. And now and then we have that, and we enjoy this relationship now with one another as well. Don't forget our regular services at Crockett Church of Christ as we gather 9:30 this morning, 10:30 as well for the preaching service. And again on Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we invite you to come out and be a part of those services with us. The Crockett Church of Christ is located on Highway 4 west of Senatobia. We're 7 miles west from the interstate. We invite you to come out and be with us at the Crockett congregation. And as a result of the Crockett congregation's existence in this community for all these years, we trust that the people have been a wonderful example to folks in the world. If it is not the case that is to be seen, then it's a sad thing. And the Crockett congregation is a congregation that wants to repent and turn away from those ways that have kept you away from God. They want to repent and find a way of life that brings you closer to God, closer to the judgment scene, as we will all appear, Paul writes, before the judgment seat of Christ, to receive the things according to the way that we did in the body, according to that we did have done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. This is the way of life that He taught us to follow, that we are following today, and thus the example that we have is a wonderful example that we can share to others. Thank you for your time today. I appreciate the Crockett congregation making available this particular time and this particular opportunity to preach the Word of God and teach the Word of God to you today. God bless you, everyone. This is Robert Rawson.